Oh, I got a chuckle out of that one. I thought you were going to say Christmas, and I was going to say boo. But yeah, Dayton Hamvention, I like that. You know, this might be the year, I think. We're going to see. I might start looking into that here real, real soon. So, Jim, thank you for updating us on the ARRL stuff. Yes, he is right. That is a super, super easy tool that they have. They have a link right on the ARRL homepage. You literally just type in your call sign and your email address and hit send or whatever button it is, and done. It's a pre-written letter that they send off to your congressman and whatnot, everybody that needs to see it. So, and it's for anybody that doesn't know, it's for HOAs allowing ham radio operators to have antennas similar to how houses have TV antennas, more or less. I kind of butchered it a little bit there, but more or less that's what it is. It's allowing amateur radio operators to have antennas in HOA for emergency services. So not just for emergency services, but because of emergency issues and services. So yes, definitely look into that. There's really no reason why nobody would sign that, especially as easy as they made it. I was very surprised how easy it is. So just go to the ARRL website, and I think it's right there on the front page at the top. So follow the links, and it's super easy. So, Jim, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, I'm going to let the repeater reset. Well, you know what? Hayden has a question for Dave if he's ready. So let's see if Dave is ready. W9DLP, Dave, do you have anything for the net?